Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
COVID-19 news by the numbers. COVID in the basin. Ector County, 36,883 total cases, 673 deaths. Midland County, 36,935 total cases, 478 deaths. Texas, 6,625,328 total cases, 85,190 deaths. U.S. cases, 80,610,991 total confirmed and 974,458 deaths. Find out more at COVIDinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/Y6NTPTUQ. MCH numbers, Medical Center Hospital daily COVID inpatient numbers as of 8:30 a.m. Monday, 20 COVID patients in-house, med-surge non-critical, 9 COVID patients, critical care, 11 COVID patients, 5 unvaccinated, 3 vaccinated, 3 unknown, 6 COVID patients on ventilator, 3 unvaccinated, 1 vaccinated, 1 unknown. Age ranges of COVID patients, 45 years old to 86 years old, COVID patients from outside Ector County, 1 from Abilene, 1 from Alpine, 1 from Big Spring, 2 from Fort Stockton, 1 from Hobbs, New Mexico, 1 from Jal, New Mexico, and 3 from Midland. Free drive-through COVID-19 tests. The City of Odessa Incident Command is partnering with Curative to offer the COVID-19 PCR test drive-through from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at the corner of 2nd Street and Grant Avenue. Insurance information will be requested. If no insurance, test will be free. To book an appointment, visit curative.com. Quick hits. ECISD State of the District set. Ector County ISD Annual State of the District presentation is set for 6:30 p.m. March 3rd at the Odessa High School Performing Arts Center. Texas Farm Bureau Scholarship. The Texas Farm Bureau is calling high school seniors and college students enrolled in undergraduate degree programs. Apply by today. For application details, eligibility, and more, visit txfb.us/TFB scholarships. COVID-19 Mass Memorial. Holy Redeemer Catholic Church, 2633 Conover Avenue, has scheduled a Mass in memory of those who lost their lives due to COVID-19 at 7 p.m. today. Before Mass, a list will be posted in the church lobby for attendees to write down the names of loved ones who have passed away from COVID-19. Those names will be mentioned during the Mass. Visit tinyurl.com/22HHB9XB. Free AARP tax aid. AARP is offering free tax assistance to seniors by appointment from through February 12th at the Northside Senior Center, 1225 Adams Avenue. Masks are required. To schedule an appointment, call 432-337-5281. Dinosaur World Live, the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland, will present Dinosaur World Live at 7 p.m. today. Doors open at 6 p.m. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/BDFNRE6C. Ashes to Go. Connection Christian Church will be offering Ashes to Go on Wednesday for its seventh year, a fresh approach to a centuries-old Christian tradition. In Odessa, Ashes to Go will be offered at the following places: Stripes, Fadre, and Highway 191 from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., Market Street, 4950 East 42nd Street, at 10 a.m. with Father Rick Lopez of the Odessa Episcopal Community, corner of Tanglewood Lane and Pembroke Street at noon, HEB 3801 East 42nd Street from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., Connection Christian Church, 4241 Tanglewood Lane, in an ecumenical worship service at 7 p.m. with First Presbyterian, Westminster Presbyterian, and Bethany Christian Churches. Connection Christian Church is part of a nationwide movement that has clergy and lay people visiting street corners, coffee shops, and grocery stores to mark the foreheads or hands of interested passersby with ashes and invite them to receive a new start in their lives. Ashes to Go provides the opportunity to participate in that tradition for people who have lost their connection to a church, work during their church's services, or have never participated before. Ashes to Go is about the mission of our church connecting people to Christ and community. We are bringing the important traditions of our faith out from behind church walls and into the places we need them every day, says the Reverend Dr. Don Weeks, co-pastor of Connection Christian. For more information, call the Reverend Dr. Don Weeks at 432-248-4483. Email drdawn@odessaconnection.church or visit www.ashestogo.org. City of Odessa honors city official and citizen liaison during Black History Month. They are Mary Spivey Willis, who born and raised in Odessa and is a member of the Odessa City Council representing City Council District 5. Willis has served as a member for 4 years. She feels that it is an honor and is proud to serve her community. Her motto has been, "To whom much is given, much is required." Willis says, "As an African-American woman, I represent African-American little girls' hopes and dreams to let them know that whatever you can dream, you can achieve." When asked about what or who inspires her, Willis said, "My most inspiration has come from my family, my mother and my father, who are now deceased. They passed on a very rich heritage, not only from my family, but from the African-American culture. I try to pass that on to my children. I don't wait for the school to teach about Black history. I teach them, and I taught them about Black history. But I am inspired by my mother, my father, and my brother, Judge Eddie Spivey. They are the wind beneath my wings." Lakeisa Taylor is the citizen liaison and the first person you see when you walk into City Hall. She has been with the city for 3 years in the billing and collections department. She feels privileged to work for the city and truly appreciates all the people that come into City Hall, from the new faces to her regular customers. Taylor says, "When customers come to City Hall and they are having a bad day, she hopes by the time they leave City Hall, they are having a good day." She says that brings her so much happiness and joy. Taylor says, "Black History Month is history, and history is always in the making. Regardless of the obstacles that you are going through in your life, you will survive and you will succeed in life. Just keep your head up and keep moving forward." When asked about who inspires her, Taylor said, "My mother, who is no longer with us, was a very inspirational person. She was a strong lady. She worked all the time. And the one thing about that is when you have a strong person in your life, they will show you how to be strong and to succeed in life." She also adds, "My aunties have been sure to let me know that I am beautiful and that I can achieve anything if I work hard enough and I can have what I need in life." OFR honors firefighters during Black History Month. OFR Fire Investigator Lorenzo Rivas III 25, was born in and raised in Odessa. He had graduated from New Tech Odessa High School. He has a bachelor's degree in business administration in management from the University of Texas at Arlington and recently graduated from the Odessa Police Academy last month. Rivas will continue his career with the Odessa Fire Rescue. His father retired after 25 years of service with OFR. OFR Inspector Fire Investigator Jeff Thomas, 48, was born and raised in Odessa. He began his career as a firefighter in October 2000 with OFR and retired as a captain in October 2020 with 20 years of service. In January 2021, Thomas was rehired with the OFR with the Fire Marshal's Division as an Inspector Fire Investigator. He has a bachelor's degree in Fire and Emergency Service Administration from Texas A&M San Antonio and a master's degree in Homeland Security from Sul Ross University. He is married to Jackie Thomas and is father to Juliana. OFR Inspector Fire Investigator Eugene Dominguez was born and raised in Odessa. Dominguez graduated from Odessa High School and Odessa College with a bachelor's in business and associate's degree in criminal justice. He started his career with the fire department in October 2013. Before the fire department, he worked as a police officer at UTPB for 5 years. When he's not working, he loves spending time with family, friends, and his Chihuahua Curry. He also likes to bowl and goes to baseball, football, and hockey games. OFR Inspector Fire Investigator Nathan Sanchez was born and raised in Odessa and graduated from Angelo State University, where he obtained a bachelor's degree in health sciences. He is engaged to his lovely fiancée, Samantha, and they are expecting a beautiful baby girl in June. His favorite sports team, Texas Longhorns. He also enjoys hunting and working out. OFR Inspector Fire Investigator Kenneth Fletcher received his associate degree in Fire Administration and Criminal Justice Leadership from Odessa College and is currently working on his bachelor's degree in Business and Occupational Health and Safety at the same school at Odessa College. When he's not working, Fletcher is a member of the OFR Pipe and Drum Corps, where he plays the bass drum. He also enjoys spending time with family and friends, watching sports, bowling, and playing hockey. OFR Inspector Fire Investigator Soledad Mendoza Hernandez's favorite part of her job is the smiles she sees on kids' faces when her team shows up. She is married, and the two have an English bulldog named Whiskey and a new addition coming soon. She feels fortunate to do what she loves in the city she was born and raised in. She graduated from Odessa High School and UTPB with a Bachelor of Arts in Criminology. OFR Inspector Fire Investigator Jonathan Moore grew up in Midland and graduated from Lee High School. Then Moore attended Midland College and got an Associate in Emergency Medical Technician. To be a fire investigator at OFR, they must also graduate from the Odessa Police Academy. He will be starting that soon to be fully certified for the position. In Moore's spare time, he enjoys working out, camping, spending time with his wife and two dogs. OFR Assistant Fire Marshal Omar Galindo was born and raised right here in Odessa and has an associate degree in criminal justice. When Galindo is off the clock, he enjoys spending time with his family and has an adorable Maltese dog by the name of Fluffy. OFR Fire Marshal Michelle Cervantes has spent more than 20 years in public service and shares the love of the profession with her husband, OFR Assistant Fire Chief Joey White. The passion for what they do seems to run deep in their family. Her sister works in the law enforcement. Both her brothers-in-law are firefighters, and her mother-in-law is a retired fire marshal for Odessa Fire Rescue. She is honored to serve as our fire marshal and oversees 11 fire inspectors, fire investigators. The most rewarding part of her job is the growth she sees within her division and the willingness to support the community they serve and live in. She hopes to continue to make a positive impact within the community, but most importantly, influence all women to follow their dreams, set their goals, and not limit their potential. Cervantes is also the proud mother of two beautiful daughters and a doting grandmother to three adorable granddaughters. OFR firefighter Devante Hutchins firmly believes the gift of service is his purpose and that the fire service embodies his values. He wanted to become a part of something bigger than himself. He says he wanted to be a role model for other African-American boys. His motto, when you visualize, you're able to materialize. Along with his brothers at Odessa Fire Rescue, he hopes to be a positive example, not only as a fireman, but as a man as well. Devante is married to Ashley Hutchins, and they have a beautiful son named Noah. OFR firefighter paramedic Jalen Davis's motto, perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can chase excellence. Vince Lombardi. Outside of the fire department, Davis also has another very important job of training athletes. He's married to Rebecca Davis and has three adorable children, Aubrey, Braxton, and Caleb. OFR fire captain Gerald Fletcher has been with OFR for 18 and a half years. Fletcher is married to Cindy Fletcher and has two kids, Megan and Derek. His favorite quote, "The supreme measure of a man is what he would risk his life for," George S. Patton. OFR's J.T. Cotton chose firefighting because he wanted to join a team of like-minded individuals to change lives by serving his community. He strongly believes in his ability to encourage others to dream big and to be an example for other African-American men. Being a part of Odessa Fire allows him to do that and much more. Cotton has had obstacles, but with the support of his family and friends, he was able to persevere. He hopes to remind others that if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Cotton is married to Maya Cotton, and they have a dog named Eden. Texas Tech University Health Science Center brings mobile health care units to Permian Basin. Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, the Permian Basin Strategic Partnership, and the Caring Foundation of Texas Monday jointly announced a new partnership that will bring expanded access to quality, affordable health care to the Permian Basin and surrounding rural communities. The partnership and funding by the PSP initially paved the way for the launch of the TTU HSC's Medicine on the Move initiative, which features two newly outfitted mobile units. The new mobile units will create a vital access point into primary care, as well as mental health and chronic disease management for rural patients across the Permian Basin by deploying telehealth technology to host a schedule of clinics. This initiative will provide local communities, especially those in rural areas, with expanded access to quality and affordable health care, Tracy Bentley, president and CEO of PSP, said in a news release. Even further, students at the Texas Tech Health Sciences Center are gaining firsthand knowledge and experience right here in the Permian Basin. These mobile medical vans will serve those who are underinsured or uninsured and will focus on important treatments and services, including immunization, preventative screenings, primary medical care, mental health services, and chronic disease management. This is another critical piece in our overall health care efforts across the region. As part of the Medicine on the Move initiative, TTU HSC will create a pipeline for patients to build connections with the health care system in their community. Connecting with rural areas and fostering relationships between local health care groups and patients is essential to patient care. According to the 2020 County Health Rankings and Roadmaps yearly report, a large number of counties in the Permian Basin rank low in health outcomes. Our passion is improving health outcomes in the most unreached, underserved communities of West Texas, said Dr. Timothy Benton, Regional Director of TTU HSC School of Medicine. This partnership will transform healthcare by allowing us to serve patients and communities that delay seeking care or might not otherwise. The Caring Foundation's signature program is the CareVan program, which provides access to immunizations, oral care, and health education for uninsured and medically underserved children at no cost to their families. Removing barriers to preventative health services is at the heart of what we do at the Caring Foundation of Texas, said Sheena Payne, Executive Director for CFT. This important partnership tremendously expands the reach of our CareVan program to provide free essential health care and immunizations to underserved children at the rural West Texas. Medicine on the Move will provide mobile health clinics and telemedicine clinics, improve access to basic health care and entry into the system, and provide primary care visits, mental health, and chronic disease management, the release said. Pancake fundraiser at IHOP. IHOP restaurants in Odessa and Midland today, on Tuesday, will once again offer each guest a free short stack of pancakes on National Pancake Day. This family-friendly tradition aims at raising needed funds and awareness for Children's Miracle Network at Medical Center Health System. For every short stack of pancakes served on National Pancake Day between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., IHOP guests are invited to make a voluntary donation to Children's Miracle Network at Medical Center Health System. Customers will have the option to purchase a balloon icon, leave a cash contribution, or add a donation to their bill while ordering. 100% of donations will go toward the NICU, Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, and pediatric units at MSHS to purchase life-saving equipment, training for clinical staff, and charitable care for patients and their families. For more information on how to donate, visit tinyurl.com/4VJC596D. OPD prepares for 2022 Bustin' for Badges Clay Shoot. The Odessa Police Department issued a press release that the 9th annual Bustin' for Badges Clay Shoot will be on April 21st and April 22nd at Wynn Walker Farms in Martin County. This event benefits local law enforcement OPD, Midland Police Department, Ector County Sheriff's Office, and Midland County Sheriff's Office, and helps pay for much-needed equipment. Please go to bustinforbadges.org or register or call 432-571-3462 with any questions regarding this event. Raffle tickets are currently available for a Polaris Ranger $500, $9,500 value, a Kent Quick gas card $2,600 value, and an SIG Sauer semi-automatic 308 rifle with scope, $1,550 value. The raffle tickets can be purchased by coming to the OPD front desk during regular business hours or by calling 432-335-3322. The raffle tickets are $20 each or 6 tickets for $100. Man charged in ECSO patrol unit collision. A 35-year-old man was arrested after deputies say he attempted to evade arrest with a vehicle and collided with a marked Ector County Sheriff's Office patrol unit. Derek Lee Riley was charged with aggravated assault against a public servant, a first-degree felony, evading arrest or detention with a vehicle, a third-degree felony, resisting arrest, search, or transport, a Class A misdemeanor, and criminal trespass, a Class B misdemeanor. On February 25th, in the 1400 block of South JBS, the ECSO probable cause affidavit stated that deputies were called about an intoxicated man When deputies arrived, they made contact with the service supervisor identified as Benito Rafael Rodriguez, who told them a man in a white van, later identified as Riley, came into the property and refused to leave after he was asked to do so. On the southeast corner of the property, deputies saw a white 2004 Dodge Caravan occupied by Riley, the affidavit stated. Riley appeared to be passed out, and when deputies approached the driver's window, they saw a silver-in-color handgun on his lap. Deputies detailed in the affidavit that due to Riley's having a handgun within immediate reach, commands were given from a distance over the PA system for Riley to put his hands up and exit the vehicle. Riley ignored the commands given by the deputies and refused to exit the vehicle, where he was going to be placed under arrest, the affidavit stated. Riley placed the vehicle in gear and began driving away in an attempt to flee from the deputies, and intentionally drove toward deputies and collided into a clearly marked ECSO patrol unit number 1213. Riley was arrested and booked into the Ector County Law Enforcement Center on February 25th, jail records show. He has four bonds totaling $36,500 and was still in custody as of Monday morning.
Good morning, friends. This is Julie reading from the Odessa American, Sunday, February 27th, 2022. Quick hits. Shrimp Fest. The Ella Noel Arts Museum will present its 35th annual Shrimp Fest fundraiser Monday at the Ector County Coliseum, Building G, 4201 Andrews Highway. Sponsors: early access begins at 5:30 p.m. General admission starts at 7 p.m. There will be an all-you-can-eat shrimp auction and a raffle. Raffle items include a Kate Spade, Coach, Gucci, Brush Mountain Outfitters, Gucci and Louis Vuitton purses. Online tickets are $50 and sales end at noon on Monday. After deadline, tickets are $55 and available at the door. Sponsor tables are available. To sponsor, donate for tickets or more information, visit noelmuseum.org, Shrimp Fest. To purchase raffle tickets in advance, stop by the museum at 4909 East University Boulevard or contact Emma Valdez at 432-550-9696, extension 214, or email marketing at noelmuseum.org. Concert. The UTPB Synchronic Winds will present a concert, a world tour in Texas, at 7 p.m. Monday at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788, Midland. Visit tinyurl.com/YZCDVM7F. Texas Farm Bureau Scholarship. The Texas Farm Bureau is calling high school seniors and college students enrolled in undergraduate degree programs to apply for scholarships by Tuesday. For application details, eligibility, and more, visit txfb.us/TVB scholarships. COVID-19 Mass Memorial. Holy Redeemer Catholic Church, 2633 Conover Avenue, has scheduled a Mass in memory of those who have lost their lives due to COVID-19 at 7 p.m. Tuesday. Before Mass, a list will be posted in the church lobby for attendees to write down the names of loved ones who have passed away from COVID-19. Those names will be mentioned during the Mass. Visit tinyurl.com/22HHB9XB. Dinosaur World Live. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788, Midland, will present Dinosaur World Live at 7 p.m. Tuesday. Doors open at 6 p.m. For ticket or information, visit tinyurl.com/BDFNRE6C. Ashes to Go. Connection Christian Church will be offering Ashes to Go on Wednesday for the seventh year, a fresh approach to the century-old Christian tradition. In Odessa, Ashes to Go will be at the following places: Stripes, Fawdry, and Highway 191 from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Market Street, 4950 East 42nd Street at 10 a.m. with Father Rick Lopez of the Odessa Episcopal Community. Corner of Tanglewood Lane and Pembroke Street at noon. HEB, 3801 East 42nd Street from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Connection Christian Church, 4241 Tanglewood Lane, and Numerical Worship Service at 7 p.m. with First Presbyterian, Westminster Presbyterian, and Bethany Christian Churches. Connection Christian Church is part of a nationwide movement that has clergy and lay people visiting street corners, coffee shops, grocery stores to mark the forehead or hands of interested passerbys with the ashes and invite them to receive a new start in their lives. In the Christian tradition, Ash Wednesday marks the start of the holy season of Lent, a time for preparation for the celebration of Easter. For centuries, Christians have received a cross of ashes at the beginning of that season as a reminder of God's forgiveness. Ashes to Go provides the opportunity to participate in that tradition for people who have lost their connection to the church, work during their church services, or have never participated before. Ashes to Go is about the mission of the church, connecting people to Christ and the community. We are bringing the important tradition of our faith out from behind church walls and onto the place we need them every day, says the Reverend Dr. Darren Weeks, co-pastor of Connection Christian. For more information, call the Reverend Dr. Darren Weeks at 432-248-4483. Email Dr. Dawn at odessaconnection.church or visit with ashestogo.org. Lenten Midweek Lunch and Service. Faith Fellowship Lutheran Church, 1603 North Grandview Avenue, has scheduled Lenten Midweek Lunch and serves from noon to 1 p.m. Wednesday, March 2nd through April 6th. For more information, call 432-362-2549 or email offices at faithfellowshipodessa.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, February 28th. Here are some Odessa American quick hits. AARP is offering free tax assistance to seniors by appointment from now through April 12th at the Northside Senior Center at 1225 Adams Avenue. Masks are required. To schedule an appointment, call 432-337-5281. The Ellen Noel Art Museum will present its 35th annual Shrimp Fest fundraiser today at the Ector County Coliseum, Building G, 4201 Andrews Highway. Sponsors early access begins at 5:30 p.m. General admission starts at 7 p.m. There will be all-you-can-eat shrimp, auction, and a raffle. Raffle items include a Kate Spade, Coach, Gucci, Brush Mountain Outfitters, Gucci, and Louis Vuitton purses. Online tickets are $50 and sales end at noon today. After deadline, tickets are $55 and available at the door. Sponsor tables are available. To sponsor, donate, for tickets, or more information, visit noelartmuseum.org/shrimpfest. To purchase raffle tickets in advance, stop by the museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, or contact Emma Valdez at 432-550-9696, extension 214, or email marketing@noelartmuseum.org. The UTPB Symphonic Winds will present a concert, a world tour in Texas, at 7 p.m. today at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788. Visit tinyurl.com/YZCDVM7F. The following locations will be open during Election Day only from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday: Chapel Hill Baptist Church Fellowship Hall, 1820 East 52nd Street; Crossroads Fellowship, Room 1135 at 6901 Texas 191 Frontage Road; ECISD Facilities and Custodial Operations, The Foyer, at 2225 West 8th Street; Ector County Coliseum, west end of Southwest Hallway, at 4201 Andrews Highway; Faith Fellowship Lutheran Church, The Foyer, at 1603 North Grandview Avenue; First Church of the Nazarene, The Gymnasium, at 2223 Lindale Drive; Gardendale Community Building, 4226 East Larkspur in Gardendale; Gethsemane Church, The Fellowship Hall, at 8431 South Highway 385; Goldsmith Community Building, 301 Avenue H in Goldsmith; Callis Turner Community Building, 2230 Sycamore Drive; Lincoln Tower, The Ballroom, at 311 West 4th Street; Market Street, at 4950 East 42nd Street; MCM Elegante Hotel, The Hawaiian Ballroom, at 5200 East University Boulevard; Murray Fly Elementary, at 11688 West Westview Drive; Northside Senior Center, The Multipurpose Room, at 1225 North Adams Street; Odessa Christian Faith Center, at 180 Youth Building, The Sanctuary, at 8828 Andrews Highway; Salinas Community Building, 600 West Clement Street; Sherwood Community Building, at 4819 North Evergrade Avenue; Slater Community Building, at 1001 West 38th Street; St. Elizabeth's Catholic Church, The Gymnasium, at 7601 North Grandview Avenue; the Globe Theater at Odessa College, 2308 Shakespeare Road; United Market, Albertsons, at 1350 East 8th Street; United Market, Albertsons, 2751 North County Road West; VFW Bingo Hall, The Non-Smoking Room, at 208 East 63rd Street; Wilson's Corner, The Dining Room, at 16514 South U.S. Highway 385; and Woodson Community Building, at 1010 East Murphy Street. The Texas Farm Bureau is calling high school seniors and college students enrolled in undergraduate degree programs to apply for scholarships by Tuesday. Application details, eligibility, and more, visit txfb.us/TFB scholarships. Holy Redeemer Catholic Church at 2633 Conover Avenue has scheduled a mass in memory of those who lost their lives due to COVID-19 at 7 p.m. Tuesday. Before Mass, a list will be posted in the church lobby for attendees to write down the names of loved ones who have passed away from COVID-19. Those names will be mentioned during the Mass. Visit tinyurl.com/22HHB9XB. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center at 1310 North FM 1788 in Midland will present Dinosaur World Live at 7 p.m. Tuesday. Doors open at 6 p.m. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/BDFNRE6C. Connection Christian Church will be offering Ashes to Go on Wednesday for its 7th year, a fresh approach to a centuries-old Christian tradition. In Odessa, Ashes to Go will be offered at the following places: Stripes at Faudry and Highway 191 from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Market Street, 4950 East 42nd Street at 10 a.m. with Father Rick Lopez of the Odessa Episcopal Community. Corner of Tanglewood Lane and Pembroke Street at noon. HEB, 3801 East 42nd Street from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Connection Christian Church, 4241 Tanglewood Lane, in an ecumenical worship service at 7 p.m. with First Presbyterian, Westminster Presbyterian, and Bethany Christian Churches. Connection Christian Church is part of a nationwide movement that has clergy and laypeople visiting street corners, coffee shops, and grocery stores to mark the foreheads or hands of interested passersby with ashes and invite them to receive a new start in their lives. In the Christian tradition, Ash Wednesday marks the start of the holy season of Lent, a time for preparation for the celebration of Easter. For centuries, Christians have received a cross of ashes at the beginning of that season as a reminder of God's forgiveness. Ashes to Go provides the opportunity to participate in that tradition for people who have lost their connection to a church, work during their church's services, or have never participated before. Ashes to Go is about the mission of our church connecting people to Christ and community. We are bringing the important traditions of our faith out from behind church walls and into the places we need them every day, says the Reverend Dr. Don Weeks, co-pastor of Connection Christian. For more information, call the Reverend Dr. Don Weeks at 432-248-4483, email Dr. Don at odessaconnection.church, or visit www.ashestogo.org. Faith Fellowship Lutheran Church at 1603 North Grandview Avenue has scheduled Lenten midweek lunch and service from noon to 1 p.m. Wednesdays, March 2nd through April 6th. For more information, call 432-362-2549 or email office at faithfellowshipodessa.org. The Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center at 1310 North FM 1788 in Midland will present Joe Coy, Funniest Funny World Tour at 8 p.m. Thursday. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/YCKM77PC. Cirque Italia has scheduled a Water Circus Gold Unit 22 tour event with the following times at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. Showtimes are 7:30 p.m. Thursday and Friday, 1:30 p.m., 4:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m. Saturday, and 1:30 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. on Sunday. For tickets or more information, visit tinyurl.com/54BJCT7K or tinyurl.com/2P9UKVW4.
Odessa Chamber of Commerce to hold in-person women's workshop by Michael Bauer. Last year, the Odessa Chamber of Commerce held a virtual panel discussion made up of local as part of the International Women's Day. The event proved to be a success enough to be brought back this year, only this time it will be held in person for the first time. On March 8th, the Odessa Chamber of Commerce plans to hold its She Can International Women's Day Conference at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. The half-day conference will run from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. with the goal to empower, encourage, and engage with women in the Permian Basin as creating an inviting and fun atmosphere for networking. Numerous guests will speak throughout the day, including Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center President Dr. Laurie Rice Spearman, accountant and former city council member Peggy Dean, and sports agent Kelly Masters. Last year, with about 4 weeks' time, maybe less than that, we put together a little virtual panel of 10 local women, Odessa Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Renee Earle said. At the time, we said we know if COVID has lapsed some, would like to do an in-person event, so here we are. It's a day of empowerment. It's a day of education and a day of engagement with each other, and really a time for women to come together and hear from the leaders and how they got to where they are and what their ideas of success is. Rice Spearman is the 9th president of Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center and the first female in the Texas Tech University system. She joins Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center in 1987 and has held multiple leadership positions during her tenure with the university, including provost and chief academic officer, associate provost, and dean of the School of Health Professions. Rice Spearman, who is Odessa native, is also an alumni of the School of Health Professionals, first class in the Clinic Laboratory Sciences program, and earned her master's and her PhD from Texas Tech University. "I'm honored to come back to the community that helped me grow," Rice Spearman said. "I was born in Stanton and was raised in Odessa. My father, Sam Rice, owned a small business, Sam Rice Auto Parts, there for 40 years, and a lot of who I am today came from my experience in the Permian Basin. I'm quite honored to come back and continue to be a part of this conference." Rice Spearman says the theme of her speech will be "Today, Here, and Now." It's talking about taking women leaders and engaging them and helping them grow and empower them. Rice Spearman said, "I feel very strongly that strong women leaders build strong communities, so that really doing going to be the focus of my remarks." In addition to being a sports agent for the NFL, Masters, who hails from Oklahoma City, is an attorney and founder of present of KMM Sports, a full-service sports management company with offices in New York, Los Angeles, and her hometown. Masters has been recognized as one of the most influential women in the sports business, representing professional athletes and any woman in the industry. After listening to a podcast, she was reading her book. It was interesting to see how she made a career change into a very male-dominated field as a sports agent, Earle says. Not only she made that career change, but just the way she treats her athletes like family. She offers more than what a sports agent would offer because she understands that their sports careers will end up some point and need to plan for success. She's almost like a mom to them. She has a great story to share, and we're excited to have her here. Dean has been a shareholder in the regional accounting firm from 1986 to 2015, with emphasis on income taxation, estate and financial planning, consulting, mergers and acquisitions. She began as a supervisor for Johnson, Miller & Company, CPAs in 1985, and was promoted to shareholder within 18 months. Dean transferred to Odessa in 1990 to open a regional office for the company, which has grown to be the largest accounting firm in Odessa. Dean also serves as large city council member from 2018 to 2020 and has served on many boards, including the Education Foundation, President's Advisory Committee, UTPB, ODC Compliance Committee, and the Finance Chair of Wagner Newell Performing Arts Center Board. Dean was also named the 2002 Citizen of the Year and has also won the Athena Award, been named to the Business Hall of Fame, and the First Lady of Odessa. Peggy Dean is one of our local female leaders that will also talk to us, Earle says. She has a topic that she focuses on. She focuses on the 4 G's. We've had other people hear her on the topic, and they've said she's fantastic, so we feel that she's a great female leader to share her knowledge. Doors will open at 7:30 a.m., and Earle says the event will start around 8:15 to 8:30. Rice Spearman will be the morning speaker from Session 1, and then Dean will speak for Session 2. Following Session 2, there will be a networking break and pop-up workshops. We'll have some local vendors who are female-owned businesses, Earl says. It's really an opportunity to rejuvenate and honor International Women's Day. Session 4 will feature lunch with Masters as the keynote speaker, followed by the event wrap and her book signing. This is our inaugural in-person event, so we know that there will be something that we're learning from, Earl said. Just getting 300 women together just for the fellowship and to learn from each other and empower each other, and I think that will be powerful in itself. The event is also held in memory of Adele Vasquez, who was a longtime educator in Odessa, who lost her battle with cancer in January. Tickets can be purchased at tinyurl.com/3JWNB2EZ. I've tried to stress that although it's a woman's conference, we certainly would encourage anyone to come because of the speaker has a great message, Earl says. It's not just about women. It's about men as well, and I encourage people to bring their daughters or sons. It's a good opportunity to hear how other people struggle but have overcome. If a female is thinking about getting into a workforce or going back to school, or they've raised their children and they have extra time to volunteer, women have really broken out in the world of philanthropy. We just want women or any attendee to walk out of there feeling like they've received some great information and feeling like they can conquer anything.
Restlessness doesn't count towards sleep time. Dear Dr. Roach, I read that seniors are strongly advised to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. While I am in bed for that time, nature calls once or twice a night, and I have some difficulty getting back to sleep. So if I am resting while trying to get back to sleep, say 20% of an 8-hour night, does that meet the sleep advisory? RG. Answer, no, resting at night is not the same as sleeping. People who sleep 7 to 8 hours per night have a lower risk of developing disease and even death than people who sleep less. Interestingly, people who sleep much longer, over 9 hours per night, are also at a higher risk of disease and death than people who sleep the optimal amount. It isn't clear that it's the long amount of sleep causing the increased risk. It's possible they have depression or other conditions that cause pain and disability that cause both the increased sleep and the increased risk. Similarly, 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night isn't right for everybody. There are some people who feel perfectly well rested on less sleep and can't sleep any more. What's right for a population might not be right for everyone in the population. Further, agonizing over how much time you sleep might actually worsen your sleep. What is clear is that if you are forcing yourself to get up after little sleep and then feel tired all day, that's not good for your overall health. Going to bed earlier or changing your schedule to be able to sleep later is a good idea. I heard a great quote from Asker Jinindrup, "Never stay up late for something you wouldn't get up early for."
This is the Dear Abby column. Costs quickly adding up for wedding participant. Dear Abby, I couldn't be happier for my friends who are embarking on the next chapter of their lives with their partners. But I'm becoming increasingly anxious about their bachelorette parties. When did the bachelorette party become such a big production? While I have attended my fair share, I think they are getting increasingly extravagant and pricey. I'm trying to prioritize my own next step in life, which is buying a home, and it feels like I'm being invited to spend a significant chunk of my savings over the course of a few months. The weddings themselves will require significant travel. The bachelorette party I'm most concerned about is for a wedding in which I have been asked to be a bridesmaid. For this reason, I feel obligated to attend. The cost associated with the weekend is $2,500 per person and will total $20,000 for 3 days. This equals 3 months of rent for me, and I'm finding it hard to justify this kind of expense. I get anxious thinking about the other expenses, flights, accommodations, gifts, and time off requests from work. My first instinct is to say no, but it's hard to refuse a bride who is so important to me. I want to be supportive and involved during this exciting time for her. How much is too much? What is the proper etiquette for being in the wedding party and attending the bachelorette party? Should I have asked about this before accepting to be in the bridal party? Signed, Anxious Attendant. Dear Anxious Attendant, yes, you should have asked the bride before accepting her invitation to join the wedding party. And it is not too late to speak up. Contrary to popular belief, bachelorette parties and weddings do not, quote, go together like a horse and carriage, unquote. Talk with your friend. Explain that all of the costs, travel, outfit, and wedding gift are more than you can afford. If you do, she may tell you it's enough that you travel to and participate in the wedding. However, if she doesn't, back out so she can replace you. Dear Abby, my husband, who is in his 60s, wears a baseball cap all day, every day, to hide a bald spot on the back of his head. He has worn that same dirty cap for 2 years, and even wears it to work. He wears it in the house and only removes it when he is sleeping. I have suggested he wash it or replace it, but he refuses, and he makes a tisk-tisk noise when I tell him I don't think it's healthy to wear something filthy on your head for 2 years. Signed, Disgusted in Florida. Dear Disgusted, you are correct. It isn't healthy. According to the Cleveland Clinic, moderate exposure to sunlight increases vitamin D levels in the body, which is not only beneficial to good health, but it also encourages hair growth. Your husband is doing himself no favors by constantly wearing that dirty baseball cap, especially indoors. If he does it because he's self-conscious about his bald spot, there are products that can minimize it, and effective surgical options if he would be willing to spend the money. You can write to Dear Abby at dearabby.com or P.O. Box 69440, Los Angeles, California, 90069. Her column is distributed by Universal Press Syndicate.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.